God's commandments. Is the Old Testament law relevant today? How does it compare with the New Testament guidelines? Many people believe we can get away with anything as we are under grace. That is the worst deception ever. Through Moses, God gives hundreds of laws for the Israelite nation. These laws are civil laws, ceremonial laws, and moral or spiritual laws. The civil laws include dietary and judicial laws for the Jewish nation's governance. Today, they are replaced by our own respective governing authorities. Ceremonial laws include sacrifices and feast days. For today, Jesus has instituted baptism and Holy Communion as key sacraments to be followed, representing renewal and cleansing in Christ. The moral and spiritual laws include the Ten Commandments written by the finger of God. They are completely relevant and raised a notch higher. Jesus highlights the greatest commandments. In Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Verse 40, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." He then raises the bar with a new commandment. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." John 13, 34 and 35. In the new covenant, Jesus raises the bar on love, law and living. He expects love to others to be more than love for ourselves. It should reflect the selfless love Jesus Christ demonstrated. With respect to the law, the spirit of the law is more important than the letter of the law. Jeremiah 33:3, Romans 8:5-7. And in terms of our living and lifestyle, in the Old Testament, God called people to be holy as He was holy. In the New Testament, He calls us to go beyond ourselves, to reach out to others, to be disciples and to make disciples of those who choose to follow Christ, Matthew 28:18-20. Christ fulfills the law, Matthew 5:17, and teaches us to fulfill the spirit of the law. The grace He gives to us is not license to sin, but freedom from sin. Grace is one of the most diluted and misinterpreted concepts in the Bible. The law makes us conscious of sin. Grace makes us conscious of God. Grace motivates us to avoid sin, Romans 7:6. Do we demonstrate to others the love Christ shows by leading them closer to Him? Do we follow the spirit of the law? Are we living as Christ's disciples, searching for those who are searching for God and making disciples for Him?